The garden was beautiful in the height of summer, the air filled with the intoxicating scent of flowers and the grass wet beneath my feet. I was kneeling, working on the weeds that surrounded the stones leading up to the orchard. They hadn't been tended to in so long they were overgrown, and I'd spent my morning weeding. I sat back on my heels and exhaled a long breath. I reached for my water bottle and gulped down the liquid in long, thirsty sips. It was almost time for me to see my master again, but I wanted to finish up first. I didn't have a watch, but I figured I still had a couple of minutes to go. Setting my water bottle down, I went back to work on the weeds. I left the pretty ones, the ones in bloom, because it would be a shame to pull them out. They were too beautiful to get rid of. I was kneeling, busy with my work, when a strong hand landed on my shoulder. A shiver traveled down my spine as I turned around, my eyes connecting with Kane's. "Master," I whispered, and he smiled down at me.
"You're late, Dolly,"
he said roughly.
10 minutes ago, you were supposed to meet me in the library. Now don't tell me the garden is more interesting than what I was going to do with you."
"No, Master." I shook my head, looking at the ground with a barely hidden smile playing on my lips.
"You know, Dolly," he said thoughtfully, "you've been quite the little brat lately, and I'm not sure I like it."
"You don't?" I said sweetly, raising my chin and looking into his dark eyes. "I thought you loved punishing me." He knelt next to me in his suit, gently taking my chin between his fingers.
"It's not supposed to be enjoyable, you know," he told me. "It's called a punishment for a reason."
"So punish me," I begged. "Punish me properly, Master."
"This again?"
he asked, sighing heavily as he turned my head this way and that, looking at me and inspecting every little freckle I'd gotten from being exposed to the sun.
"You're never going to stop begging for it, are you, Dolly?"
"I just want you to hurt me," I whispered. "Is that too much to ask for?"
"Yes,"
he said, his voice tough.
"You're asking for something you're not ready for. You will be hurt when I've decided you need it, when you've deserved it. Until then, keep doing as you're told and come with me now. You've had enough sun for one day. Your nose is sunburnt."
I touched my nose self-consciously, and he grinned down at me.
"Cute,"
he said, then took my hand and helped me to my feet. He walked me into the large, empty house. It was pleasantly cool inside as opposed to the boiling heat of the garden.
"You're filthy,"
he told me, and I grinned at him.
"You need to be washed."
"Are you going to do it, Master?" I asked, raising my eyebrows at him.
"Of course," he replied with a grin. "What kind of master would I be if I didn't take care of my little Dolly? Now strip."
I kept watching him, my eyes on his as I took off my tank top first. My tits bounced free and he licked his lips at the sight of my pebbled nipples.
"Pretty Dolly,"
he muttered, reaching for me and pinching my nipples so hard I moaned.
"I'm going to hurt you so good when the time is right."
He knew exactly what he was doing, playing into my fantasies and denying them at the same time. And it was driving me crazy. I wanted so much more than he was willing to give me. But I was a spoiled little princess, and when I wanted something, I wanted it then and there. When Kane refused to give me what I craved, I pouted like a little girl. He hated it. I slipped down my denim shorts next, wiggling my butt to get them off. Kane grinned at me, taking my hand and making me spin around in nothing but my lace thong.
"Naked," he said. "I want to see you completely naked, my sweet little Dolly."
I slipped the thong down, and he took a sharp breath of air as I exposed myself to him.